Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the second half and fiscal year end 2019 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. If you require any further assistance, please press star 0. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, David Brudnick. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Carla. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' second half and fiscal year end 2019 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Maixuan Huang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Ms. Huang, I would like to address forward-looking statements that may be discussed on the call. Forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and include, among others, those regarding revenue, operating expenses, other income and expense, taxes, and future business outlook. Actual future performance, outcomes, and results may differ materially from those expressed in forward-looking statements. The company claims the safe harbor protections for such forward-looking statements as contemplated under the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Please refer to the documents filed by the company with the SEC, specifically the most recent reports in Forms 20F and 6K, which identify important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from those contained in the forward-looking statements. We assume no obligation to update any forward-looking statements or information which speak as of their respective dates. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics CEO, Ms. Maixuan Huang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Sarah Bai will be translating for Ms. Huang. Ms. Huang, you may proceed.
Thank you. 我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2019年财年下半年和年底的财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our second half and fiscal year end 2019 earnings conference call.
在2019年下半年，我们继续遇到像 2018年下半年一样的困难市场行情。 但我们在2019年10月份向下调价 15%， 销售量因此获得强劲增长， 使我们的营收略有上升。
During the second half of 2019, we continued to experience challenging market conditions as we did in the same period of 2018. However, as a result of a 15% average price decrease of our products in October 2019, our revenue increased modestly in the second half of 2019 due to a robust increase in our sales volume.
在2019年财年，在我们的有效年度总产能为 5,160万平方米瓷砖的情况下， 我们利用了年产量为 1,240万平方米瓷砖的生产设施， 与过去几个季度的做法一致， 为了保持较低的运营成本， 我们根据当前市场环境降低了对现有工厂产能的利用率。当市场情况转为良好的时候， 我们会逐步地使用更多的闲置产能。
For fiscal year 2019, we utilized production facilities capable of producing 12.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of our effective total annual production capacity of 51.6 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Consistent with our practices in past quarters, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market environment to keep our operating costs low. We intend to bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
2019年12月， 新型冠状病毒肺炎在武汉市爆发， 后被市场世界卫生组织列为国际公共卫生紧急事件， 疫情影响了国内大部分的工业的供应链、生产和销售。 我们也因此在2020年前4个月 受到了较大的负面影响。 虽然公司工厂现在已开始全线的运作， 我们在今年2月几乎整个月内不得不停止生产， 疫情对正常商业活动的破坏表现在商品需求减少， 大量采购订单被取消， 从而导致商品销量下降。
In December 2019, a novel strain of coronavirus was reported in Wuhan, China, which the World Health Organization has declared a global pandemic. The pandemic disrupted supply chains and affected production and sales across a range of industries in China as a result of quarantines, facility closures, travel and logistics restrictions, and related public health orders. Consequently, have experienced a significant adverse effect on our business from the pandemic in the first 4 months of 2020. Although our manufacturing plants are now fully operational, our production was halted due to the pandemic for most of the month of February. The disruption of normal business activity has resulted in a reduced demand for our products, as evidenced by a high number of purchase order cancellations, which have resulted in reduced sales.
但是从长期来看，随着国内城市化进一步发展，我们相信建材行业将继续受益于房地产行业的增长。我们认为地方政府会进一步的采取措施，刺激房地产销售，带动此前因疫情被压抑的居民住宅购买需求，从而使建材行业获益。
However, in the long term, we believe that our building materials sector will continue to benefit from growth in the real estate sector due to continued urbanization and its importance to China's domestic growth. Further, we believe that local governments will take measures to stimulate property sales and pent-up consumer demand for residential properties due to the coronavirus will ultimately benefit our building materials sector.
接下来我想请财务总监新万先生来详细地介绍公司下半年的营收情况，谢谢。With
that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will discuss the company's second half of 2019 earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the 6 months ending December 31st, 2019. Our revenue for the 6 months end December 31st, 2019 was RMB 150.2 million or US dollar 21.4 million, a 5.3% increase from RMB 142.6 million or US dollar 20.8 million for the same period of 2018. The year-over-year increase in revenue was due to the 25.5% increase in our sales volume to 6.3 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the second 6 months of 2019 compared to 5 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the same period of 2018. Offset by the 16% decrease in average selling price to RMB 24 or US dollar 3.41 for the second 6 months of 2019 from RMB 28.6 or US dollar 4.05 for the same period of 2018. Gross profit for the 6 months ended December 31st, 2019 was RMB 66 million or US dollar 9.4 million compared to a gross loss of RMB 46 million or US dollar 6.7 million for the same period of 2018. The gross profit margin was 44% as compared to 32.3% gross loss margin for the same period of 2018. Other income for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019 was RMB 7.5 million or US dollar 1.1 million. The same totals as for the same period of 2018. Other income primarily consists of rental income. The company received by leasing out one of the production lines from its Handley facility pursuant to an 8-year lease contract. Selling and distribution expenses for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019 were RMB 5.6 million or US dollar 0.8 million is slightly increased RMB 5.3 million or US dollar 0.8 million for the same period of 2018. Administrative expenses for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019 were RMB 9.2 million or US dollar 1.3 million as compared to RMB 7.5 million or US dollar 1.1 million for the same period of 2018. The increase in administrative expenses was primarily due to increased startup and related expenses from our new incorporated entities. Bad debt expenses for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019, entailed a reversal of bad debt of RMB 125.2 million or US dollar 17.8 million as compared to bad debt expense of RMB 210.1 million or US dollar 30.6 million for the same period of 2018. We recognized a loss allowance for an expected credit loss in financial assets, primarily on our trade receivables, which are subject to impairment under international financial reporting standards. We believe that we have undertaken appropriate measures to resolve the bad debt expense going forward. We will continue to review credit worthiness of each of our customers and continuously test our trade receivables balance in each upcoming fiscal period. Net profit for the 6 months ends December 31st, 2019 was RMB 183.7 million or US dollar 26.1 million as compared to a net loss of RMB 246.8 million or US dollar 50.6 million for the same period of 2018. The increase in net income was mainly due to the increase in gross profit and the reversal of bad debt expense. Profits per basic share and fully diluted share for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019 were RMB 30.67 or US dollar 4.36 as compared to loss per basic and fully diluted share of RMB 75.95 or US dollar 11.07 for the same period of 2018. Adjusted EBITDA was RMB 8 million or US dollar 1.1 million for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019. Adjusted for non-cash deductions as compared to adjusted EBITDA of RMB 10.2 million for the same period of 2018. Turning to our balance sheet, as of December 31st, 2019, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 8.2 million or US dollar 1.2 million as compared with RMB 9 million or US dollar 1.3 million as of December 31st, 2018. As of December 31st, 2019, our inventory turn was 217 days as compared to 117 days as of December 31st, 2018. The increase in inventory turnover days was primarily due to the 27% decrease in our sales volume for fiscal year 2019 as compared to fiscal year 2018 and the reversal of an inventory impairment provision in fiscal 2019. Our trade receivables turnover, net of value added tax, as of December 31st, 2019, was 194 days compared with 233 days as of December 31st, 2018. The decrease in trade receivables turnover was primarily due to the improved collection of our trade receivables. Our payable turnover net of value added tax was 30 days as of December 31st, 2019, compared with 26 days as of December 31st, 2018. The average turnover days was within the normal credit period, 1 to 4 months granted by suppliers. In terms of our plant utilization and capacity, we utilize plant capacity capable of producing 6.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the 6 months ended December 31st, 2019, and 12.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles for fiscal 2019, out of a total annual production capacity of 51.6 million square meters. Our Hengde facility has an annual production capacity of 22.8 million square meters of ceramic tiles as a result of two old furnaces having been put out of use at the facility. The company utilized production capacity at our Hengde facility capable of producing 2.9 million square meters of ceramic tiles for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019. Our Hengde facility has an annual production capacity of 28.8 million square meters, which excludes our leasing out 10 million square meters of production capacity to a third party. We utilize our production capacity at our Hengde facility capable of producing 3.5 million square meters of ceramic tiles for 6 months and December 31st, 2019. We reviewed the level of capital expenditures throughout the year and made adjustments subject to market conditions. Although business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate modest level of capital expenditures for 2020 other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repairs, and the maintenance of equipment. Moving on to our business outlook. In an effort to bolster sales in October 2019, we decreased the pricing of our ceramic tiles product by an average of 15%. As a result, our sales volume increased by 26%. In the second half of 2019, which resulted in a 5.3% increase in sales for the 6 months and December 31st, 2019, on a year-over-year basis. We viewed this as encouraging as it signaled slightly improving market conditions for the 6 month period since a decrease in our product pricing affected the demand for such products. Conversely, in July 2018, we decreased the pricing of our ceramic tiles products by an average of 10%. Our sales volume declined, which evidenced deteriorating market conditions. In order to supplement and expand our current market reach, in 2019, we announced the plans to enter the ceramic tiles market in Southeast Asia to capitalize upon the increased level of the region's new building constructions, while its climate condition make it an ideal fit for many of our ceramic tiles products. Although this effort was temporarily held due to the coronavirus pandemic, we have redeployed this strategy with the goal to diversify our business by generating revenue outside of China. A key element of this diversification strategy is to bolster our R&D efforts in order to expand our markets. Last year, we developed a new type of ceramic tiles designed to cool temperature of building, which, when fully tested and certified as planned for this summer, we target the Southeast Asia market. We are also focused upon diversifying our operations capacity to fuel our growth. We formed a new subsidiary, Chengdu Future Talent Management and Consulting Co. Limited, which provides computer server consulting that includes on-site training and online problem solving to maintain computer system and internet connectivity engaged in troubleshooting and repair as needed, and to provide overall technical support. Although we expect this subsidiary to contribute only a modest amount of revenue in 2020, we believe that this venture represents a substantial growth sector, which could lead to additional high technology growth opportunities. Because of the significant uncertainty surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, the related financial impact on the year 2020 cannot be reasonably ascertained at this time. The pandemic disrupted supply chains and affected the production of cells across a range of industries in China. As a result of quarantines, facility closures, travel and logistic restrictions, and related public health orders. Although our manufacturing capabilities have resumed normal operations, our production was held for most of the month of February, and our logistic function are still lacking due to certain regions and remained closed through April. Consequently, we anticipated that our sales order will be significantly reduced for the first 4 months of 2020 as compared to the same period of 2019. As reported, China's economy declined 6.8% in the first quarter of 2020, following many years of high growth. Although factories across China have been restarted, many of its international global markets are still in lockdown and business has not yet returned to normal. It remains to be seen what economic recovery in China will look like for the rest of 2020 and what stimulus program the central government might enact. In terms of real estate and construction sectors, the deleveraging of China property developer could continue in 2020 as occurred in 2019 due to limited borrowing and resulting cash flow issues. Also, new home sales declines by estimate 90% from a year ago during the period of China's lockdown, as potential buyers were not able to build properties. However, early sales data indicate that pent-up demand has already resulted in substantial buying activities as consumers are engaged and eager to secure properties in China's major cities. In addition, some restrictive measures have been loosened in different cities to support the housing markets. As previously noted, China's real estate sector has been resilient over time and has been a key driver of China's economic growth. Notwithstanding the above references to macroeconomic challenges, we believe that the long-term fundamentals of real estate and construction sectors remain intact, and these fundamentals will emerge as business conditions normalize. China's urbanization chain continues to underpin its economic growth, and the need for housing leads to a sustained demand for our buildings, materials, products, We believe that we have a competitive advantage in our sector due to our innovation, brand name recognitions, and our ability to meet our customer needs. This business outlook reflects the company's current and preliminary views and is based on the information currently available to us, which are subject to change and is subject to risk and uncertainties, as well as risk and uncertainties identified in the company's public filings. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to our second half and fiscal year end 2019 financial results. Operator, please.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask your question, you could simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad to queue for a question. If you would like to withdraw your question, you could simply press the pound or hash key. We have a question from the line of Howard Flinker. Go ahead, your line is open.
I don't have a question. 我只有一个说话。 我祝你们好身体,大家好身体,谢谢你. I just want to wish all of you good health. I don't have anything special to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your
不客气.
Greetings. Thank you very much.
我希望你的家,
I hope you are doing well too.
哦,谢谢你. 我希望你的家也有好身体, 对不对?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope your family is very healthy. Yeah. Yeah, stay safe. Exactly, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, stay safe. Thank you.
Thanks, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, you could simply press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star and then the number 1 on your telephone keypad to queue for a question and the pound or hash key to withdraw your question. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a question on queue. I would like to hand the call back to David Rudnick. David?
Thank you. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics Management Team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics second half of fiscal year end 2019 earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. You may now disconnect.
Thank you. Bye-bye.